Chapter 18. Alexander was keeping up with her, but wasn't happy about it. There must be an entire system of these tunnels, like the dwarf labyrinths under many of the cities of the Empire. They kept having to push through dust-heavy curtains of cobweb and crunching old bones underfoot. She could hear rats scuttling in the dark. They still couldn't tell where the song was coming from. "It's odd," she said, scything away a cobweb with her arm. "Lots of webs, but no spiders."
Alexander huffed. "I don't like spiders."
"Who does?"
"Christabel Udolpho."
Antonia laughed. "Maybe."
She rubbed the cobweb between her fingers and thumb. It came apart.
"This isn't like webs, you know. It's like the cotton stuff they use in the theatre. I remember in the company of Cobweb Castle or The Disembowelment of Diedrich that it got everywhere. People were choking on it."
"So this is a melodrama then?"
"Well, have you ever seen a dinner guest explode before? Or a hulking butler with more scars than pimples? Or found a place like this on a dark and stormy night?"
"You have a point. A small one, perhaps, but a point."
They came to a dead end. They turned and retraced their steps and came to another. "That wall wasn't here. Look, our footsteps come out of it."
She lowered the candle. It was true. The singing had stopped. There was a steady grinding sound now, much nearer. "Antonia," Alexander said, "hold up your candle." She did. The ceiling was slowly descending.
"Merciful Shalya," Alexander said.